All right.
Oh.
So Dakota, this is our sibling episode, and I just want to know, first question, man, how was your last term?
Last term? Okay, so, you know, this was the fall term. A lot of stuff goes on because, you know, as a student athlete, I play Dartmouth football, so defensive lineman. You have a lot of football, you know, responsibilities, so constantly doing meetings, I'm doing workouts, I'm doing practices, so that was really, you know, most of my fall term. I was fully immersed with football. Obviously, our season went well, came out as champions, so, you know, the work was very, very well, you know, I guess not really deserved, but well put as a use of my time, so.
It's a podcast, man. It's not no interview, man.
I'm just saying, you know, it went good, bro. You know, I'm just trying to talk a little detail. You feel me?
Yeah.
But yeah, it went good though. Went smooth. Yeah.
Do you think you did a good job, kind of balancing work and life and all that?
Yeah, like, you know, you gotta make sure, like, obviously as Dharma students, you wanna clock, like, I feel like all the time, at least with your work and obviously with your own time, so. I felt like I had a good balance of making sure that I got, you know, what I needed to get done for school, as well as, you know, make sure that I'm early on time for my football stuff and I'm not far behind with that. So, yeah, I feel like I had a good balance. Oh no, of course you got to have your own life as well. You can't just be so consumed in what you're doing, and not having a balance to where you can, you know, express yourself and have more, you know, alone time, because everybody needs that. So.
Yeah. You're right, man. I mean, yeah, I just. You know, I guess I'm like, the whole thing about, like, my last term was that, like, I guess I had a
it's your first one, so I'm about to say, like,
it was that issue I had with, like, really, like, I guess trying to find my people in the school. I never had an issue with, like, managing work or managing, like, just academics or anything, but I think my issue was just trying to find a place where I could be myself and not have to care about, like, you know, who perceived me and, like, what the perceptions were of me. And I think I did a really bad job of that at first. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I just cared so much. And then I just told myself, the last term, I was like, I'm not going to care. I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to do whatever I want, eat whenever I want, go wherever I want, even if I'm by myself, even if I'm the only person that, you know, is there at the event. I don't know no one else. I'm going to still do it. I'm going to still go. And hopefully from there I can meet new people and make new connections.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even a bad way to approach life like that, you know, being able to be content with yourself is a big part of how you're able to grow as a person and able to be around others. So when you learn how to be with yourself and not have an issue without, you know, being with other people, it creates a big type of discipline in your head where you're not going to want to, like, even if somebody might say something about you or whatever perceptions other people might have of you, it's not going to interrupt what you got going on or what you know about yourself, you know, so.
Yeah, that was cute. That was a cute little question. Now we gotta
that's
get
a good question, man, because you gotta respect yourself. Like, and I could really go on a whole thing about self-respect. Cause that's
do
like,
it.
Yeah, I mean, self-respect, there's a lot with this. And at least with me, like, you know, obviously, like, you know, as we've been talking about, learning how to be with yourself is a very big thing because, you know, you have times in life where it's like that. Like, I obviously had, like, a certain route of what I wanted to do that might have not matched with people I thought I would have, you know, been cool with long term. But I had to learn that isolating myself was at least the device that got me to where I was going to be at. Because I understood, as long as, like I said, I'm worried about myself, I'm on my goals, and I'm not really concerned about, like, let's say somebody who's like, dang, Dakota ain't popping out to parties. Dakota ain't going outside. Dakota ain't out at night with people. I don't really care. Like, it don't really faze me because I'd rather spend my time invested in myself to where it can be effective. And obviously, if there are people around for that, cool. But if there's not, you know what I mean? It's like, You know what I mean? So how you feel about that? Like, kind of like that perception. You feel like that's something that's maybe there.
I think it's just because, like, I'm a freshman. Yeah. So there's a lot of expectation put on freshmen to do every single quintessential college thing and, as soon as possible.
Right.
So the people I was around, that's kind of what they were, I'm going to say everyone, but that's kind of what they were focused on, is just going out, having fun, which is not a bad thing.
Right.
But I think I had an issue with the fact that I had yet to find the people that I was comfortable doing those fun things with.
Right.
So instead, I would just stay back. And I don't know. I think on the other hand, though, I think there are opportunities that I want to take that I didn't take last term. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to, like, go out with a good group of people and you know, find, like, I don't know, have nice experiences, just meet new people. That's the one thing I told myself I was going to do when I got here. And then I feel like I did that for a little bit, and then after, like, week four, I just stopped. I was just like, nah. But since the beginning of this term, I've also met new people, and I feel like I can keep doing that. I feel like I need to do that, because I feel like I'm kind of restricting myself in a way. I don't know. Did you have that problem your first year? I feel like, to be honest, Dakota, you little popular, you know, everyone's like, hey, Dakota, man, how you doing, man?
I mean, so, it's like, okay, because this is how I kind of like, at least with me, like, let's go back to freshman year, because, you know, it's obviously junior year now, so a little different. I done seen people come and go, all that, but, like, at least when I was a freshman, I didn't know, like, people, the whole thing about how you carry yourself is I feel like it goes such a long way. Like, I don't try and impress nobody. I don't have anything in my head where I'm like, let me make sure I make whatever the name guy happy today based on how I should like act. Like, I don't act for people, I act for myself.
Yeah.
So I feel like kind of having that energy already, energy is very, very, like, you know, a lot of people want something that's good if they don't have it themselves. Not to say that people don't have that themselves, but I feel like we live in a society nowadays where a lot of people try and live in the other shoes of others. So when they don't see somebody doing that, it stands out. So I'm technically just somebody who just is themselves. Like, I don't put up no front. I'm very, very transparent, like, to the point. So typically that type of, like, attitude nowadays, it gets seen a lot. And I don't want to say that, like, that's why I'm known by a lot of people, but that's what I think is the reason why. And it's like,
they feel that energy.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, I'm a real person who's like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to be who I am regardless, no matter what somebody else says.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I feel like, at least when I was a freshman, that's where I was able to meet a lot of new people. Because, like, I'm very welcoming to people. But if you show me, like, a reason as to, let's say, maybe why I can't talk with you no more. Because I'm a moral person. I got morals. Obviously, we both got morals. Like, that's how we were raised. So it's like you hold that to your core when you try to make connections with other people. And that's why I don't really have a lot of people I know closely. I might know of you, but I'm not closely knowing you, you know? That's real. Like, actually knowing somebody compared to knowing of who a person is, yeah? So, yeah.
I mean, like...
So, I freshman year, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm meeting, kind of like you said, like, I'm meeting a whole lot of people the first 3 weeks. I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
People are cool. People are nice. And then you start slowly realizing, wait a minute. You acting this way when I'm probably not around, or saying this or that, and it's not genuine. So I don't like being around that. So I'd rather just separate myself.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? I don't know if that's kind of where you've been at, but, like, you know.
I'm just trying to find a balance between, like, you know, protecting my peace.
Right.
Versus, like, pushing people away. And I feel like,
yeah, that's true.
I feel like
that's
I've kind of, like, over the years, I've kind of gone through different phases in my life where, like, when I was younger, I was always staying in, like, unhealthy relationships just because I didn't want to be alone. And then, like, at a certain point in time, like, I guess beginning of freshman year, beginning of high school, really, I just kind of started isolating myself even more. And then when I went back to Burns after dual enrollment, I... again, was, like, open to meet new people. Like, a bunch of people I hadn't interacted with since, like, you know, middle school. I was meeting again. And I was in classes with. And I was like, this is a good opportunity for me to, like, you know, like, open up again.
Right.
And then when I did...
Yeah.
He rolled me, man. He rolled me, man. Like, why he do that to me, just, man? Never again. No, but, nah, man. So then at a certain point, I was like, nah, like over the summer, I had my villain era. I was like, I'm not gonna open up to anyone. I'm not gonna friend anyone. I'm not gonna go after anyone. I'm not gonna do shit. I'm not gonna do shit. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Dartmouth, and I was like, oh, but I'm missing out on so much. Mm-hmm. And then I went to my first freshman function, and then I realized I wasn't missing out on shit. Can we cuss?
Be on. I mean,
I don't know.
That's like warranted on the host. I'm all respect for what.
Whoever is listening.
But honestly, to be real, cussing is actually an intelligent way of speaking. But to be honest, that's an intelligent way of speaking. It's written in books, and that's what a lot of people don't do nowadays. Don't read books.
Read books, cuss more.
I'm just saying, because you got to really think about it. Like, it's not like I'm using it, oh, it's a bad word. Like, if you look at it like that, like, come on.
It's a figure of speech.
It's a figure of speech.
It's a form of speech.
You're getting a word, a
it's
point
It's basically another, like, that verb.
You know what I mean? Because it's, like, boring to say the same, you know what I mean? Like, you can even use it right there. Like.
Oh, my God. But no.
I get what you mean, though. Like, that's, like, real, like, perspective in the sense that, like, being like you want to meet a lot of people because you want to see the good in people, right? You want to see like the and you do. That's why you're initially wanting to talk with those people, but it's like it gets to a point where there might be a repetitive anger or a repetitive issue that keeps coming around, and maybe you could have talked about it because obviously communication is a long thing. Like we could sit here and talk about communication for a long time because that's really important. That's the unit of how your connection is going to either last or, you know, come to an end. But how do you think about that? Like,
well, I mean, I have my own theories as to why communication is like dying, especially in our generation. You
definitely hear one right now.
Yeah, I feel like
the theory. I feel that though. Like, what are you thinking?
Like, I feel like social media. And this is all. Oh, I'm going to sound such like a fucking boomer. social media is like it definitely did impact the way we interact with each other in terms of romantic relationships, humor, hobbies, all that. And now everyone has had to adapt their brains to social media, which means shorter attention spans, less confrontation.
Oh yeah.
And people translate that into real life too.
Yeah.
So a lot of people do not communicate. They would rather just ghost you or ice you out or you know, cheat on you or whatever instead of actually communicating the cause of the problem. That being said, I am a repeat offender of not communicating with people I don't think deserve it, right? For example, you do me dirty, you do me grimy, I'm done talking to you. There's no need to explain it. There's no need to whatever, because I don't owe you that explanation. But then that's a slippery slope. Now, am I doing it to everyone when they don't deserve it? That's what I have to, like, kind of, like, check myself and be like, there's a difference between, like, yeah, protecting your peace and watching out for yourself versus kind of, you know, being an avoidant person.
Yeah, I mean, like, kind of, like, going off of that, like, the thing with, like, because I'm, like, the same way. Like, I would say, like, if somebody do me wrong, I'm very quick to just not talk to them a lot. But the way I usually go about things, I'm very, very, like, I don't hide what I want to say. I'm a communicator first. Like, that's just how I, like, honestly started with many, like, relationships, even when I was younger, you know what I mean? Like, I'm obviously 20 going on to 21.
You know what I mean? Oh, God.
21 about to come up. It's about to be dangerous.
Oh, God.
Getting messed up. But no, you know what I mean, though? For real, though. Like, honestly, like, as I started to get to know people since I was a teenager, it all, like, I really looked at the experiences. It's like, yeah, I can understand, like, I want to be leveled to where we're not having, like, something that's not understood. Like, let's say, for instance, because you probably talked with those people, and they probably, like, lied and kept something, like, just brewing up. And it's like, why let it brew up when we can just discuss it straight up? We can end it. We can dead it there. We don't got to have problems in the future. But Like we've been saying, like, media has taken away the ability for human, like, the human race to be able to sit there and actually have a convo without having to look at TikTok and mentioning a quote that they thought is exactly what their life is. And it's like, brother, you've never even lived a day in that person's shoes. How can you possibly say that you have lived that exact same life? You know, and it's like, it sucks because now nobody wants to be themselves. Everybody wants to be something else. Which, why would everybody want to be the same? Let's be different. That's what the world's for.
Everyone is so focused on how people perceive them. I'm a victim of it, man.
Yeah.
Bro, I was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday or a day ago. Yeah. I was walking out of the Fern, out of the engineering building, and I saw this thing of ice. I saw this huge plate of ice in front of the door, and I told myself, man, I can walk over it. I'm going to just be slow.
Yeah.
And I almost slipped and bust my ass.
Oh,
and there was some other people watching, and I was like, damn, why do I keep getting violated?
That's not fair, bro. It's a Hanover. It's too cold up here, bro.
And I almost slipped, and I had my sandwich in my hand, and it almost... And then later that day, I think I was in the common room and I saw a group of people that I thought I recognized. So I waved at them and then I realized I don't know them at all. And they was like, who's that?
Yeah, who is you?
And I was like,
who are you?
No, I don't know. I don't know them. So I'm trying not to. Because then I told myself after, I'm like, man, I'm not gonna wave to anyone anymore. I'm not gonna say hi to no one anymore. I'm not gonna walk out on the ice anymore. I'm not gonna walk out at all. I'm gonna stay in my dorm the whole, like, it's the things, those reactions that you have to those little very trivial, but like earth-shattering moments where you're like, I'm just gonna stop doing what I did. And it's just,
yeah.
I think it's a very, very human thing to have. I think it's a very college student, teenager thing to do.
Nah, for sure.
Hopefully I can grow out of it, but I think
it's nothing that's not natural, right? Because in the sense that, like, you look at yourself highly, so that's why I feel like you might be susceptible to wanting to think about yourself, because everybody does it, because you slightly just already have like a preconceived notion, like, oh yeah, this is how I'm supposed to be, like, this is the level of a person I'm supposed to live up to. But at the end of the day, like, you're a human, you're not always going to be what you may have like had a standard at. You can obviously strive to get there, but at the end of the day, you can only hold yourself up to some standard. You know what I'm saying? You can't hate on yourself because maybe you're not at what you thought other people would want you to be at. That's just too hard on yourself. You're making it really hard on yourself to be who you are. But when you understand that, obviously, mistakes happen, you just learn from them. Don't look at it as like a loss. Look at it as like, oh, yeah, let me look at it as a lesson to gain from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like a big thing about that. Yeah. And like, that's why I don't really... Now, that's why I had to come to understanding with having to worry about what other people would say about me, because I'd be like, listen, like, in all actuality, this person's never, like, lived what I'm doing right now. You've never actually experienced it. You might be just saying, because, I mean, come on, I've been talked about. I mean, everybody's been talked about. Everybody's been talked about, man. Like, oh, yeah, like what are you doing this, or this, that, and the third. Like, oh, yeah, he's doing his thing. He's doing his big one. I don't really want that, because that's another thing. People don't really like people to see what. Like, people really don't like that. Like, I feel that's another thing nowadays. A lot of people ain't fond of actually wanting somebody to, you know, ascend over them. Or not even ascend over them, but just do good with their lives. There's always, like, some type of, like, guilt. Or not guilt, but some type of, like, jealousy, to say the least. Like, some jealousy. So, that's kind of where, like, I feel like we should reach as a society to be less jealous. Because then on top of that, you're taking that energy away from putting it on somebody else that you could be invested in yourself to be better. But I don't know. That's like a big thing I look at, is like the difference between being able to know, like, oh yeah, like, people can maybe say bad things about me, but what can I be as a person that don't have to hear that and still do me? And at the end of the day, I'm making them mad.
Yeah.
I'm making them mad. I don't know. I'm like... We could probably talk a little bit more about this, but with me, I'm totally for, like, if somebody gets mad, it's like, boo-hoo, I really don't care, bro. Like, honestly, like, if you mad about my life and what we got going on, or what I got going on, not worried about you, man, I feel bad for you, bro. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
Sorry, bro. I gotta. No, you good. I gotta get this. I hate when it keeps on going to sleep, man. I'm like, damn, just stay awake.
Hey, we doing
like,
good, man. We huh. out here. We all right. Hey, we out here got the camera sleeping. We doing good.
Just wait till I get my money up to get a bigger when camera. I but get my money oh no,
nah,
man.
I'm about to say, what's up with that?
The job.
Yes.
Those daycare my babies.
The kids.
Now.
If them kids, oh my bad.
No, no, no. We love the kids, especially because some of the parents of the kids might be listening, bro.
My bad out there. Not really.
No, the babies are sweet, and I think the one thing I like about this school is that it you are not allowed to have iPads or phones or nothing.
That's really
not
good.
The kids, no. And those kids are so intelligent, and they are always like the most that they do is play. Mm. And like they build, they do puzzles, they like draw. They're very communicative, very emotionally intelligent. And that reminds me of like this one school I got to visit in Spartanburg called Meeting Street. It was like an inner city school, and they did the same thing. The same thing was their open curriculum, and they're teaching 4 year olds phonics. Like how to pronounce, like literally teaching them how to read, like because the thing is, the education system nowadays in a lot of these public schools is very
doo-doo.
It's very doo-doo water. It relied on the computers to the point where I was in a class, no shade to this man. I was in a class senior year, and this man couldn't read.
Can't even read.
He was 17 years old. He could not read. Now
you hate to see that.
I hate to see it. And you know what? That's because we don't teach phonics anymore. But yeah, like,
we don't teach cursive no more. I learned this through jobs. We don't even teach that no more. You know your cursive? You know yours? Don't worry. It was around,
I tried.
It was around the earlier times.
I don't know what I'm saying.
You know your initials?
I know my initials.
Yeah, because that was, I mean, but as you probably been alluded to, like, as the years have gone, the curriculum that's been, like, shown to these kids has dropped too. How does that make any sense?
It's just, like, I feel like we gotta primarily, we can hold the education department accountable, but primarily we gotta hold these parents accountable.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah.
Know where your kid is going, know your kid's assignments, know their teachers, know their grades, put in the effort.
Put in the fucking effort. Man.
Because I feel like a lot of kids at Burns that were, you know, not as advanced, it's because their parents were doing the same stuff that they were doing at school. When you meet their parents, that's when you go, now I get it, now I see. Yeah. And I don't think that's every kid's parents, of course, but I think it's just important that a lot of teachers get flack for the performance of children, but the parents don't. I don't think the parents get enough. I don't think they're held accountable enough. The students are not held accountable enough either. But I think at a certain point, you cannot really control what circumstances you were born in or what environment you were raised in. Yeah. But you can control where you are headed, what journey you set yourself on.
Right.
And I would be lying if I said that we couldn't have ended up like some, you know, badass kids.
Oh, yeah.
But
you
we
were
didn't.
Around that. Yeah.
We didn't. Because yeah. we took control of our life destiny. And that's just something that's not being told to a lot of kids.
Right.
And their confidence is not being instilled in them.
It's like you can't see a life past where you are at. You know? Like, I feel like that's what's really pushed.
Right. Because they don't have any hope in themselves and confidence in themselves. Yeah. They can't achieve their goals. So they just don't. They just don't do anything. And that's the one thing I like about this daycare, is that this daycare is teaching these kids that they are capable.
Right.
You are not, like, at the daycare, you're not really allowed to help children with tasks. They'll ask sometimes, they'll be like, can you help me with this puzzle? Yeah. And I'll be like, yeah, I can give you some help, but I ain't going to finish
it
for you.
I ain't going to do it for you.
Can you draw this for me? I can give you some help, but I'm not going to draw it for you. We're going to learn. Right. We're going to learn how to draw. Yeah. You want to learn how to draw a rainbow? I'm going to teach you how to draw a rainbow.
And that's honestly how it should be.
Yeah.
Because you don't learn, like, that's another thing. I feel like a lot of learning techniques nowadays, they don't want to make the kid feel wrong. But that's really the only way you learn if you actually do it wrong.
You gotta let the kid make the mistake. Yeah.
You have to. You honestly should do it now, so it ain't 18 years down the road, old boy make a big mistake, and then he out here doing the, you know what I mean? Like,
he on one of those body cam videos viral on TikTok.
You know what I mean? Just losing their stuff, making a whole scene, wanting all this attention. Like, oh, I didn't do that. Man, y'all lame. See, that's the problem. That's the problem with what we got nowadays. People just don't want to listen to themselves and actually be real. Oh, don't be doing this for a video clip. You want to go viral for being in a, what's the name, a jail cell? What? Yeah. It don't make no sense, bro.
Our youngins need to stop being gangsters and start being graduates. Who said that? Someone said that.
Shoot.
Whoever said that. I think it was in a TV show. Let It Shine or something.
Honestly, man. They should show it on there. Let me find out. They don't even got Let It Shine no more. They got some bullshit. They got some new shows.
That old stuff, though,
like, that's the thing. I feel like another thing, too, with content, when we watched when we were kids, there was actually more, like, stuff to learn than that. Nowadays, it's just brain rot, bro. It's not a thing that's actually sustainable.
There's some stuff, like, we got Bluey. You mess with Bluey? Zeke be watching it sometimes.
I remember when, our little brother, brother.
You know, it's not Blue's Clues like it's trying to be, or Peppa Pig, because Peppa Pig was gas. But Bluey is like a little Peppa Pig type thing. And it also, it teaches kids emotional intelligence, communication, and respect. And a lot of those kids at the daycare watch Bluey. But that's it. Then everything else is like, I don't even know, man. Kids don't even be watching TV anymore. They just go on their dad's phone for a little bit.
And that's the craziest thing. Because that's another thing. A lot of parents nowadays, the new era of parents, I mean, we got to do better.
They be like, shut up and take this phone. We got to do better. We've reduced it to where
if some kid gets in trouble, and mind you, a kid crying all the time doesn't mean that he's upset. Or he's just expressing himself. He don't know what other way of doing it, right? He's growing up. That's what a kid is. That's what a baby is.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of parents look at that as like, he's upset or what's that? He got a problem with himself in his mind, so I got to do something to stop it. No.
Yeah.
Putting a phone in front of his face to make it seem like, oh, yeah, this is the only person on the screen that can help me, that's actually kind of putting you in a hole, because now it's like, he ain't going to look at you to chill. He going to look at that damn phone to chill. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's what I'm saying, like, it's going to take away from the development of these kids in the future, you know what I'm saying? And that's why, like, and parents now, we got to have control of that.
Yeah, we basically are raising have control a whole, of that. I don't know why I'm saying we, like, I got kids. But now, people are basically raising a whole new generation of crackheads.
Man.
When they don't have that phone, they're like, can I get that phone, man?
I get a phone, man.
And then we just got to pull a dad and throw that shit out the window.
Literally. Chuck it out. I mean, everything.
Throw it out the window.
I'm talking about on the interstate. Get back to driving.
Throw it out the window.
But that's real, though, because, like, it's just like, man, you don't want it to be, like, our society is basically getting more reduced down to succumbing to the whole race of new technology. Because we also got to keep in mind, this technology race is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
This shit is insane.
Yeah.
Like, literally, our whole lives, as we're being, like, as we know it, is being changed by this whole movement of technology. However, you got to learn not to be a victim to it. Like, and that's why I feel like a lot of people are. Because there's victims and there's people that are able to be spectators of it. They're not fully involved in it, but they're just aware of where you're at. So,
yeah.
Like, man.
Yeah. Like, but to be honest, man, without AI, I probably wouldn't be having an A in some of my classes right now.
Listen.
I don't use ChatGPT, and I don't cheat. AI. So this is not about that. This is not about that. But when I need an extra word, when I need help writing notes.
There's always a good thing with AI. Because, like, that's the thing what it's good for, at least in the sense that, obviously, it's a big thing now. Like, everybody uses that shit. Everybody does. It's not undeniable. It's, like, it's one of those things in a society where everybody knows you use it. However, like you said, you don't use it to create your own ideas.
Nah, man.
Because let's say if you do that, right, you're a victim in that scenario. You're not even thinking for yourself.
You are a victim.
You land some random nigga on GBT that can literally generate something in, like, 20 seconds that you can just say whatever. And it's not what you're thinking. That's taken away from your ability of actually being able to learn.
Preach.
And the sense that, like, obviously, a lot of people kind of base their like work off of that. You start being accustomed to not even being able to like think for yourself. So like, let's say, for instance, if you in class, you hear maybe something that would be pretty normal for you to get as long as you had read maybe a sentence. You don't even got to read the whole reading. You could maybe read like a paragraph, bro. Can't even get that because you're not investing your mind into the content itself. You're letting something on the internet take away your ability to think. That's power. That's power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, man.
That's real.
And that's why I'm glad TikTok got banned for that, you know, 8-hour period.
Because it went to shit for 8 hours.
Well, I deleted it off my phone because I crashed out. So, like, I literally.
I heard you couldn't even do like download it back if you deleted it.
So, bro, it was 10. It was 10. I actually was one of the first people to open TikTok when it got banned. Wow. It was 10:30 on the dot when I opened TikTok, and I was doing my laundry, and I was like, you know what? I'm bored. I still got 1 hour and 30 minutes. Let me scroll on TikTok some more.
Why not?
And then I got that notification, and I was like, I'm sorry, TikTok ain't available right now. Donald Trump's working on it, though. And I was like, man, fuck. Nah, I said, okay, well, let me just close it, and let me go on YouTube. And then I was like, I'm bored of YouTube. Let me go on TikTok. And then I get the reminder again, and I was like, oh, nah.
It's like a reflex. I got a problem. You're like, dang.
It's that muscle memory. Like, I had a problem. Yeah. Like, it was like going cold turkey and looking for a pack of cigarettes when you can't find any. Or a
crackhead looking for that last ounce of that shit.
Right. So like, I basically was like, this is not good for me. Let me delete it off my phone screen. So I deleted it off my home screen. And when I would go to, like, scroll, like, to Siri or, like, that little, like, widget space in the phone, TikTok was one of the first apps that would show up. And I'm like, nah, I can't even have access to it. I'm going to go cold turkey. It's going to be GG's. I'm not going to see TikTok forever again. Let me just delete it off my phone.
Because at that time, it was very real. Everybody was like, dang, this is real.
Fast forward, you know, 8 hours. People were like, I got no TikTok. I got a text from, like, GroupMe at, like, 2 p.m. And this girl goes, okay, guys, by the way, TikTok is back.
Wow.
I thought she was joking. I just ignored her. I was like, yeah, she's joking. She's joking. And then later that evening, I saw people on Instagram like, I'm so glad TikTok is back.
You see everything. The whole man.
And I was like, are you dead ass? Let me go re-download it. So let's just say now my humor is stuck 12 weeks in the past because of Instagram Reels.
I ain't lie, bro. Instagram Reels is like, and that's like nobody really wants to go on there. It's just like it's there.
I just use like it. Like and there. People be so mean on there.
Right. Instagram Reels, so there ain't no funny. Limits.
Bro, people there ain't be no so limits. Mean out there of ain't pocket. No insane on there. You're like,
can
like,
you even say this?
Like, I know, and they say it, bro. Like,
don't Instagram ban people? Is this Twitter? It's like Twitter 2.0.
Yeah. And I see some of the comments like Twitter, that are bro. So. The funniest thing that Instagram Twitter, has bro. That TikTok doesn't have that much of is the like GIFs. The GIFs or whatever. Like those reaction GIFs are so funny. Like, okay, that's it. But then I look at the video and then I realize it's from like 5 months ago and I'm like, it's not funny anymore. Like, now I have no idea what's trending. I have no idea what fashion trends are in. I have no idea what songs are trending. No, I have no idea what dances. I have no idea what white boy of the month is trending. I'm completely out the loop. I am like a caveman. I am like a Neanderthal. And now I have Instagram real humor. And it's not fun. So can I scroll on your TikTok when you get out of here? But not.
Yeah.
I think it's for the best. I think
that's real. No, because that's another thing. Like, I was thinking, like, you are really right about that whole process of the TikTok thing. Because at first, I was like, wow, this is. At first, because I'm going to be real with you, I never really am fully with my social medias. I don't be on them that much. So I'm not a big. But, like, let's say in terms of TikTok, that's just a different thing. Like, that's more to yourself and reserve. But it's at the same time, though, you can see that, wow, I really do have a habit of constantly just scrolling, because to be honest, what are you really getting out of scrolling? I mean, yeah, you're getting obviously your time to yourself, but it's also another thing was like, this actually takes a long time to do.
I was doing like, it you, for like TikTok, you know what I mean? Like 6 hours straight.
If you literally let yourself, you could go the whole day if you wanted to.
I literally had 18 hours on TikTok one day.
Yeah.
Like, I literally
just. And it's like, obviously, it's nothing that was like being where you're maybe consumed by it. It's just like, you're enough, like, with it to where it's a part of your habit. And that's why I felt like you know, the TikTok had to come back to America real quick because it was going to fall in pieces. Because that's a lot of people in TikTok. And that don't even get me started, obviously, with the businesses. The people who invest their time in their careers on TikTok.
Right.
That are putting they literally their life earnings on making sure that, oh, yeah, I got to make sure I get this one TikTok out from my audience. And obviously, this is how I'm getting paid. So I got to make sure that's consistent. They was told that TikTok ain't no thing no more. I know people were scared. So that's another thing. Like, you probably had companies that had to pretty much, like, get in the conversation. I mean, obviously, this is more in the political realm. I don't know. I'm just kind of based on what I think could have happened and how Trump had to go ahead and make sure that TikTok was back. Man, I'm talking about all these companies probably had to get on his ear. Like, listen, dog, we got people that make money here. We're going to lose money not having no TikTok people in America.
I just can't believe it lasted less than a day.
Because you right. A lot of people lose their shit.
It lasts less than a day. Yeah. I feel like it was a publicity stunt or something. That too. I feel like it wasn't, like, people were making it seem like TikTok was going to be gone forever. And
I get died. Like, it was an extinction.
Right. Like, I thought it was going to be like another Vine or something. And then it came back the next day. And now I don't even want it, low-key. Like, people were saying, like, oh, you got to get TikTok. You got to download this VPN app and then change your location to Canada. And then once you change your location to Canada, download this App Store app extension. And then once you get the extension, then you can download TikTok. But
that's
you can only use it.
That's the time we spend it on making vids, not actually learning shit. We learning how to exploit TikTok in a different state. You know what I mean?
One day when I'm done being salty, because I'm still kind of pissed that TikTok did that to me, and I'm still kind of embarrassed by how I reacted. That's why I'm not going back, because I'm like, let me take a break, because I feel like that's the moment when
I shouldn't be consumed like that.
I was literally so distraught that TikTok was going, and I was like, my mukbangs, my Wingstop mukbangs. Who's gonna make a super boil mukbang now?
You know what's crazy? Do you think that's really how a lot of people end up making maybe decisions in their own life personally? Like, how they view themselves, maybe how they go about their days. You feel like ain't TikTok another source for that?
TikTok is everyone, like, I don't want to say everyone. I feel like I'm out the loop now because I'm using Instagram Reels and I've been using it for like a week now. But when I had TikTok, I thought everyone had TikTok. And to me, everyone did. So it was basically a whole extension of my life. I didn't have a conversation without mentioning a TikTok I had watched that reminded me of what we were talking about in the conversation. So I started to realize, do I have any original thoughts? Am I using TikTok for creative fun purposes? Or can I genuinely function without it?
Right,
and yeah. I feel like that's the issue with, just TikTok and the short form content apps. It's not just TikTok now. It's YouTube Shorts. It's Instagram Reels, it's Snapchat, it's everything. Twitter. That short form content where you're just swiping. And it's changed people. When you can access information in such a quick, fast way, it changes not only your perception of yourself, but the world around you. Yeah. And it makes this bubble around you. And I think me not having TikTok and me genuinely being blind to what is going on in society is the same reaction or same feeling I had when I deleted my New York Times subscription. Because every single thing I was seeing on the New York Times was so-and-so gets shot, so-and-so assassinated, breaking news, earthquake in Mali killed
GTA
170 people.
On a newspaper notification.
Yeah, I wake up and it'd be like, a plane crash killed 3,000 elementary school kids. I'm like, what are we... And so I was like, nah, man, I can't be consuming this. So I got rid of New York Times. And now, for all I know, none of that stuff has ever happened. I mean, it might be happening right now, but I don't know about it. Ignorance is bliss sometimes. And that's the same thing with TikTok. TikTok, you know what? Even though I'm not knowing the newest fashion trends or whatever, at least I have less motivation to buy some shit I'm going to just waste on Amazon.
You know what's so crazy, bro? And then you get to also just have your own way of thinking, like, dang. Right. Maybe this new trend fashion-wise wasn't my shit.
Right.
I can look at myself and just be like, dang, I know what it really hits because you paying attention to yourself.
But when I had TikTok, I was going broke because I was buying every single thing I saw. I was going on every single fashion brand I saw.
I ain't gonna lie, I have some TikTok pants on.
Same thing, like, I didn't find any albums by myself. I found a couple new artists by myself now, just by, like, listening to Spotify instead of scrolling on TikTok. you know, it's just, I think at some point, TikTok was like my defense mechanism for when I didn't want to confront the society around me, or I didn't want to, you know, like, interact with people around me, you know, whenever.
It's like a safety net.
Kinda whenever like I did something, like, embarrassing, like, slip on some, like, ice or some shit, I would put on my TikTok and be like, and now I can't do that. I just got to take it on the chin. Take it like a champ. Yeah, man, I almost slipped and fell. Why are you looking at me, though? Stop looking at me. Like, you're in that, like, that.
But I think that all goes back to that attention span thing we were talking about. Because TikTok shows you how to put your attention on something that might not mean shit at all.
So quick.
It is so quick.
And then I realized, bro, I realized not only was it my muscle memory that got, like, the best of me. Because I remember when I took TikTok off my phone, Twitter replaced TikTok, like, position on my phone. So I started scrolling on Instagram Reels, and whenever I got bored of Instagram Reels, I would click on Twitter. I never used Twitter. So I would click on Twitter and see some BS. I'm like, this is not TikTok. And then I was
Twitter's
like,
crazy.
Oh, nah, bro. And I remember what at one point on TikTok, when I was first using it, I kind of used it conservatively. And then the more I used it, the more I started to, like, you know, keep scrolling. And then when I started actually liking stuff and favoriting stuff, I would like around, like, 200 videos a day. And favorite, like, around, like, 100 videos a day. And I didn't even know I was liking some stuff. I would just, like, muscle memory just hit the heart button. And I feel like, with Instagram Reels, it's back to that square one, like, where I'm conservatively using it.
It's like you're almost trying to build another TikTok habit, if you really think about it. Like, and that's why, and obviously we're all a victim of it. I mean, let's be real. Everybody who's even watching this scrolls. Everybody scrolls. It's the way you do it to where it's going to be enough to be enough in your time where you can't do what you want to do, what you need to do, or what needs to be done. But that's where I feel like it's honestly the difference between somebody who lets TikTok consume them or lets scrolling consume them compared to somebody who doesn't. So that's like you got to have that balance and that mental strength within your head to be like, there ain't no way I'm about to just be able to let like an action where like obviously it makes me more relaxed. But I can tell when I let it consume me too much, that's actually an issue. Because why is my body naturally being like, dang, bro, I don't got no TikTok?
Like, I literally, the first thing I thought
to myself.
And
I'm trying to find substitutions for it? Because I feel you, bro.
The first thing I thought to myself was, what am I going to, like, think about? Like, what am I going to, like, watch for, like, how am I going to entertain myself? That was the, like, most important thing for me. Because I felt like I literally had no... Anything I wanted to watch that I could have watched on YouTube, I just looked it up on TikTok. I was like, F it. Like, if I want to watch some body cam videos or something, like some funny body cam videos, I'm going to put that shit on TikTok. If I want to watch a mukbang, I'm going to watch it on TikTok. If I want to watch, you know, like... I don't know, like, just some random, like, brainwashed stuff. I'm going to look it up on TikTok, and it's going to show up. But the thing about Instagram now is that you can't look stuff up. So you just got to deal with what you got. And that's, like, it's whatever. But it's definitely for the best, I think, that I just don't have TikTok for a second. And I feel like I'm just...
That's good.
It's, I feel like I hit rock bottom. I'm exaggerating, bro.
No,
exaggerating.
I get what you mean, but I get what you mean, though. Like, you definitely sit there and realize, it's like, dang, am I really letting this
happen? I feel like I hit...
Where I can't even think for myself in the sense that, like, dang, what else can I be entertained by? Are you telling me I gotta watch scrolls all day to get there, you know? It's like, I totally get what you mean, because it's like, you don't want it to be that way. You want it to be where you can... Because I feel like that's another thing. Let's talk about just simple, straight up, when we was kids. I'm talking about we running around, kicking the ball and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was, yeah.
That was what fun was. We didn't need a screen to scroll or, like, watch videos to be like, oh, yeah, this is what fun is. Nah. Running around with your, you know what I mean? Or doing whatever the hell it was. Maybe flying a kite. Fuck it. Maybe even blow bubbles. Who knows? It was the way people, when we were young, expressed to have fun. But now I feel like that's taken away. You don't see kids outside of the mall throwing the ball. You don't see kids no more outside of the mall playing tag. You don't see kids no more running outside like, hey, what you about to do today?
Yeah.
We outside on the block today.
Yeah.
Out here asking your parents, can I stay at my friend's house? Because y'all know y'all was going to just play around all day.
Nah, man.
Have fun. It's like, where that at? You know what I mean? Where that at now?
Yeah,
It ain't here, bro. It ain't here. And it's going to take away from actually being able to separate yourself from being consumed in media, because now this is messing with people's thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, people can't even think straight. You know what I mean? Like, it's always what you see on what you, kind of like going back to what I was saying earlier, like, you cannot let somebody who has never lived a day in your life tell you how your life should move. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It's taking away your power to think. But so many people are willing to give that up and probably don't even look at it like that. They're like, man, it ain't that serious. I'm watching a reel or I'm watching a TikTok. Think about it, though. And you keep doing it. There's levels. It adds up.
It does add up.
It adds up.
It does add
without
up.
Without you even realizing it. It adds up.
To the point where you got people on... This is my favorite thing. It'll be like a recipe, right? It'll be like, make this tomato soup and grilled cheese with me. This is, you want to get your tomatoes and you want to get some cheese and some bread, and we're going to make this tomato soup and grilled cheese recipe. And then the top comment is like, what if I don't got tomatoes? Can I substitute something else? Do I got to use tomatoes? What if I don't like tomatoes? And it's like, you know what? No one is forcing you to make this soup.
No one is forcing you.
You
don't got a gut deal.
And you know what? If you want to make a different soup, go ahead. I'm not gonna do shit. Like, just do it. And I feel like now people just don't have agency over themselves. And I know some people do that to be funny, but it was genuinely a problem on TikTok where people would be like, bean soup recipe. What if I don't like beans? Well, then I don't know. I guess you're just gonna die or so. I don't know. Like, what do you expect me to say? It's just. I love the fact that people have, they just kind of all completely lost their sense of free will and just are completely at the behest of a random comment online, a random influencer online. It's
Right, you're real, yeah.
And I don't know if it's going to get better.
That's what I'm scared about, because it's like, I mean, obviously, I'm not scared of it, because, you know, I'm not scared of that. It's just like, we're going to be a part of a society who really doesn't see nothing from different perspectives, at least their own, right? There's nobody who's going to be willing to think for themselves. Like, it is going to be bad to the point where, like, we're going to be a society that's almost zombies to things that are on our phone that are literally fake. All the TikToks people be seeing, there's no way you think that's real.
Nah.
There's people who literally do this for bread. But that's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't use their time to actually understand that. They use their time to just get consumed in the media and become a victim to it, to where you're not going to understand the outside perspective. You're not letting something like that could, like, just eat you up, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, it's taken away... And that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people be making excuses, trying to make it seem like it's not draining you. But I've talked to people who literally will, like, just... And usually, when I talk to people... I mean, obviously, like, when I talk with my boy and my dog, DJ, like, we'll, like, talk about TikToks, but it's not like we're basing our conversation off of TikToks. It's not how it's based. We have to have actual conversations. It's based on experiences, baby. Let's just say, for one, experiences, if you wanted to go that route. Or maybe something... that you actually saw and you want to talk about that. You're like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a phone started that. That was me and him talking. Yeah. Why can't that just be a normal thing nowadays? It's like that's so rare to see, which is sad because it's like, bro, that's just a normal way. That's how we've been, how it's been for the last however long. People just interacting, talking. Shit, getting a cup of tea, cup of coffee, fuck it. Started you know what I mean? Just stuff like that.
Doing a podcast ep together.
Boom. We ain't take a phone out for this. You know what I'm saying?
I had a list of notes and we ain't using them at all.
We ain't even using them. We doing our thing. And it's just like, because I feel like it goes such a long way when you let natural just like conversations build off of what maybe you've experienced and thought about yourself. Like, wow, what if I really just talk this stuff out, thinking it to my... And that's another thing, like kind of when I'm not around too many people, I think a lot about this stuff, and it's like, oh, it's cool to just talk about it in the sense that maybe somebody can get it. Not everybody will, but maybe somebody could. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's all you can hope nowadays, and that's kind of what I go off of, at least. Like, I might, what I all say, what I probably said for however long we've been saying, maybe people don't understand what I mean, and that's cool. Not a lot of people do. But the people who do get it, you know what I mean, or the people who can actually gain something from what's being said, that's where the difference is between somebody who can actually have a conversation, gain substance from the conversation, and not gain, to be honest, just BS, to say the least, from a conversation. You know what I mean? There's so many takeaways you can go with. But I feel like media, society nowadays, no discipline to actually be separated from that and only be consumed within the media, that's messed up our times of being able to have conversations.
Yeah, you're completely right, man. Those are some very wise words from Dakota, my brother.
Dr. Seuss, ain't it?
Nah. Well, thank you so much for doing this podcast episode with me.
For real, man. Appreciate it.
I was legitimately thinking you was going to be late because, you know, you was running on CP time.
Don't worry, bro. Okay. I'm just unnecessarily early. That's all right. That was. That's all. I was just unnecessarily early.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying?
Well, to any who have listened or are listening right now, thanks for dropping
Shout
in.
Out. Appreciate you.
Shout out.
You know what I mean?
And we'll catch you in the next one.
We definitely going to be spinning back for an episode. So, appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Man, I'm good, man.
Well, it's not done yet, bro. Hold